Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome,
welcome, welcome, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I would like to welcome you to the Love Lift Us Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Love, Alfreda Love, Coach Love, Frida Love. Hello, everyone. I hope you had a great Sunday, and today I have two special segments just for you. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, the Sabbath day, Lord. We're asking with everything that we do, glorify, uplift, and magnify your name, Lord. We understand that all great things come from you, all gifts come from you, all visions come from you, all revelations come from you, all commandments come from you, Heavenly Father. And we are just being obedient to the vision in which you have shown, Heavenly Father. We're asking with this segment, touch someone and help someone in a very special way, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the things that you've done. We thank you for the things that you're doing, and we thank you for the things that you're going to do, Heavenly Father. We ask you, Heavenly Father, would you just look down upon each and every person who is in bereavement, Lord. Bless those individuals who are in convalescent homes, Lord. Bless those individuals who do not know you in the pardon of their own sins, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, I'm just asking you, would you bless the revelation of God to come out today, Heavenly Father, and bless the show to be what you would want it to be, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, I just want to praise and I want to uplift you, Lord, and do your will, whatever your will may be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Okay. The first segment is going to be entitled Fit to Win. And with Fit to Win, as I said, the show focuses on recognizing, which is one of the components of the ministry, and we're recognizing that Jesus wants our temple to be healthy. The second segment will comprise of gospel artists or even authors, and we're going to focus on their music ministry as well as their writing. When I say there, I'm talking about authors for writing and gospel artists for music ministry. But first of all, I want to give a scripture because there's always a purpose to what individuals do in life, and there's always a purpose to why God give you something to do. And the reason why God gave me this program to incorporate, in addition to the ministry of preaching and teaching, amen, and to getting people to come on the show to expose the gifts that God has given them, is because there are also scriptures that feed right into what God has shown me to do. And the scripture for wellness today is Exodus 15:26, which reads, "And he said," and we're talking about God, "if you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight and give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes," it says, "I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians, for I, the Lord, am your healer." For the scripture for the artist, we're going to look at Psalms 100, verse 1 through 2. When we're looking at the ministry of music, it says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing." So therefore, the purpose of this Fit to Win and the purpose for even reviewing and presenting the revelation of God is scriptural based, and it's a vision that God gave in order to expose these gifts because people actually need them. It's not just something just to put out there, just to put out there. It's for a purpose. So the first segment we're going to look at is our wellness and fitness segment, and I'm going to tell you right now up front, I'm a big advocate of wellness and fitness. I love the topic. I love speaking with people about wellness and fitness because this helps with the longevity of life, and God wants us to take care of our bodies. So in looking at Fit to Win, it's designed to foster wellness practices in a way in which you feel better and become healthier. This is not a program where I'm going to sit up here or get other individuals to come online or even Skype with you and tell you that you're going to lose weight in 5 weeks or you're going to lose weight in a month. No. This, first of all, we have to feel better. That's our esteem. And then we have to become healthier. And that basically articulates, or that basically goes into the aspect of doing those things that helps your body. So you have to feel better first. And then you have to become healthier. It didn't say instantaneously be healthy. It says become healthier. And this is not, this program that God gave me, Fit to Win, is not a microwave or warmed over program. This is not something, once again, that we're going to shed 5 pounds in 2 days. And this is not something that other people are doing. This is something that God has given, and it's something that I'm going to collaborate with other individuals. And it's going to become one of its own in Jesus' name. Amen? So this Fit to Win is glorifying the temple of God and making sure that we're doing those healthy practices. And it helps you feel better and you become a healthier person. And that's the main thing. It's not about weight or anything of that nature. It's about feeling better and becoming a healthier person. It complements all of the best practices that you are already doing. This is not something that's going to come in and just take over your life. This is something that slowly and gradually comes into your life. For instance, you're already probably parking away from the building. You're not parking right up on the curb trying to walk into the building. You're probably parking far back where you can get that extra exercise by walking. You're probably already doing some type of exercise regimen. You're probably walking on your job, or you're walking on the track, or you're on a treadmill. You're running at home or in the gym, whether it's you're running in place or you're at a gym or you're on a track or a treadmill. You're probably already running. You may be, and if you're not, that's still fine because I have this program is for you as well. Drinking water. Well, a lot of people, we have to, water is an essential element for us, and we have to drink water. But there is a purpose with water. It's more than the 8 glasses per day. There are things and times in which you need to drink water in order to help your health. That's why you need to stay tuned. Eating healthy foods and much more. You know, I know that many of you, at least one time a day, you eat something healthy, and I know that. And if you don't, we can start. Okay, so the topics we're going to discuss with this emotional, it's not an emotional topic, I'm getting ahead of myself. This topic that we're going to discuss with health include emotional stress. Emotional stress tears your body down. I'm going to tell you that right now. So a man think it or a woman think it, that they are. Emotional stress. Emotional stress causes things like cancer. Emotional stress causes a breakdown of the body. It causes heart attacks. Emotional stress causes a lot of diseases, and you need to be made aware of this, worrying about things. And we're going to tie all of this, amen, unto the scripture, to the Bible. We're going to tie all of these aspects, especially the emotional stress, because once this program gets you to thinking positively, then this emotional stress will leave. But we have to identify, remember, facing those monsters, we have to identify the emotional stress in order to address it, okay? Metabolism. Metabolism is a secret. That's my secret weapon to this whole program. In addition, of course, to the scriptural verses, metabolism. You know, after the age of 30, our metabolism slows down immensely. There is secrets to maintaining a fat-burning metabolism and maintaining a healthy weight without starving and killing yourself. Metabolism, that's going to be a topic. Foods that boost metabolism. You need to know those different foods, and this is medically researched. I'm going to be speaking with doctors. I was just speaking with a doctor about a week ago, and we're going to look into the different foods that boost our metabolism. We're going to look at, once again, as I said, water and its effects. It's more than drinking 8 cups or 8 glasses of water a day. There are certain times you need to drink the water, and there are certain things that you need to know about water and what it does to your body. The water replenishes your body. You know, you can drink Gatorade or you can drink tea right after working out, and it's a temporary fix. But water helps your body. It quenches your thirst. And these will be simple tasks. We're going to learn another topic is simple tasks that reduce stress and maintain a desirable weight. Simple tasks without stressing you out, without you having to go here and there. It's simple tasks that you do every day around the house that reduce stress and maintain a desirable weight. We have the keys to that. Physical stress, overexerting the body, even if you're at work or if you don't work, if you're at work, and by the time you get home, your body is so tired that you don't want to do anything but sleep. Well, we're going to have to identify what causes physical exertion, and we're going to have to know how to complement that with something that balances it and gets your energy back. A lot of people say, well, take vitamins. Well, it's more to it than just taking vitamins, because vitamins wear off after so long. You have to have a program. You have to have something in place that you can do that will replenish your energy. Fit to Win will tell you that. Then we're going to look at my favorite, Michelle Obama's fitness plan and its implications on schools and its implications on the community. And many times, if you look up her name, Miss Michelle Obama, you will find that she has been traveling to various schools, and she has been speaking to various constituents and individuals, because she has put in place, amen, a program that will help facilitate the obesity among our children. And within those programs, she's also, it's also trickling down to the foods that they eat. So instead of all of these fatty foods, we're bringing in more foods that are supplemental to the health, that gives nourishment. In addition to that, we are looking at proportions of the food. And this goes for children and adults, because we need to know how much food we need to consume. You know, many times, God blesses us where we can go to buffets. And a buffet is just that. It has all this food out there, but you have to discipline yourself on what to eat. We're not saying starve yourself, but you're going to have to be disciplined enough to know how much you need according to your body. Okay? So this is not a starve yourself program. It's a fit to win. We're not only being fit to win as in body, but this is God's temple, y'all, and we have to take care of it. Okay, we have to take care of it. And, of course, I'm going to bring in speakers. I love networking. I go a lot of places, and I've already been speaking to some health consultants. I've been speaking to artists. I've been speaking to individuals who are really into health. You know, they may be educators and into health. They may be songsters and into health. But these individuals are also going to come and talk to you about their programs as well and what they're doing to maintain their health. And by the time we finish with 1 year of this program, you will have a repertoire of different ideas in which you can help your body. And we're going to keep on increasing. We're going to keep going, because we want to make sure that we all are fit to win for God. Okay? Now, let's turn the corner here. We're turning the corner to something else. I don't know how to explain this, but I have a ministry, and God is really doing a lot in the ministry. I'm speaking to a lot of individuals, and God is blessing me to go some places and speak to people. And this next segment will be on gospel artists and authors. We're looking at their new work. We're looking at their old work. We're looking at works in progress. And this is also a part of the ministry that the Lord gave me. This is not just something that I'm doing to be doing, y'all. I'm on assignment, okay? And so any time that I can highlight the work of God, I do it, okay? And I remember listening a couple of years ago when I was in high school, I was listening to this gospel artist. And this artist said, music is an international language understood by all. We are so divided, amen, between religion and state. We're divided in cultures, we're divided in status. A lot of things divide us, but one thing that is known to all mankind is music and the ministry of music, whether it's secular or whether it's gospel, but I'm focusing on gospel music. And music is an uplifting factor of God, and it maintains your wellness. And I'm going to also implement this and tell you how in this Fit to Win program. But there is a, first of all, let me explain this, okay? What I'm going to do is I'm going to take you through a sample review, okay? And this review will do two things. It's going to explain the meaning of the message of the song, and it's going to illustrate the feeling or the mood that you will experience. This is not a review that will be negative, because anything God makes is positive. God would have never given me this vision. He would have never given me this ministry if it was something to diminish him or his people. Amen. So this is not, if you're seeking something that is going to be critical, amen, this is not the place. But if you're seeking something that is going to be honest and is going to be rhema from the Lord, then you're in the right place. What I want you to find before I start giving you this revelation or review is that some artists speak to God. Some artists speak to others. That could be their audience. That could be a person in their life. Some artists speak to life in general, and some speak or minister to their past. They speak or minister to their past. And the CD that I am going to take you through is entitled The Very Best of Dorinda Clark Cole. Now, as many of you, especially my bloggers, remember, she has been to Waco many times, and she's been in Texas many times, so many of you are familiar with her. And it's entitled The Very Best of Dorinda Clark Cole. And I looked at two songs, and all of the songs touched my heart and my spirit. But there are two songs that I'm going to take you through, and I want you to listen to them very closely. But before I do this, I want to go ahead and give you the songs that are on her CD. The first one is Great is the Lord, and we're going to look at that today. The second one is Work to Do. The third one is I'm Still Here. The fourth is I'm Coming Out. The fifth is Everything He Promised. The sixth is I've Got a Reason. The seventh is Nobody But God. We're going to look at that one. The eighth is Worked Out for My Good. The ninth song is For the Rest of My Life. The tenth song is You Can't Hurry God. And number 11 is I'm Out and Over. And number 12, So Many Times. And I want you to know, before I even start this, each song on here, on this CD, uplifts God. And that's what this is all about. That's what ministry's about. That's what different programs that God give us is about. It's not about uplifting ourselves, or it's not about fame, because God's going to give us what we need. Amen? It's about uplifting the Word of God. And this is a great example of what lifting the name of Jesus means. And the first song that I'm going to dissect and look at and give you a revelation and review is entitled Great is the Lord. First of all, that title is something positive, great. Anything that's great is just magnificent. Great is the Lord. So what she does is Sister Dorinda goes and describes God as great, and he should receive our highest praise. We should be singing hallelujah. Matter of fact, she uses that word, hallelujah, which is highest praise. And she begins by letting the audience know that we're going to lift up the name of Jesus, because she said, she started out, her first song was Great is the Lord. So within that first song, we already know that this CD is going to lift up the name of Jesus. We already know that it's about Jesus. And then she goes on to describe this Jesus that she's talking about. She says, Lord of Lord, mighty, great, awesome, ruler. She uses those names to describe who God is. He's the Lord of Lords. He's mighty, great, an awesome ruler. All of those are all positive adjectives of who God is. So she lets us know in an indirect way who this God is that she's talking about. And then this is the twister here. She said, God of our salvation. Well, as we already know, salvation is free. So this tells the listeners, amen, that you have access to Jesus. Jesus is not someone whom we just read about. Amen. It's free. You can go up to God. You can carry all of your burdens. You can carry all of your problems to Jesus, because God is our salvation. Okay? Then the Lord is personified as being the only one in view. And she uses that famous word, magnify. In science, we think about a magnifying glass. And any time you magnify something, and I think about binoculars, you get a closer look at who God is, through praising God. So she ties all of this in. So magnifying the Lord, getting a closer look. She said, you know, you can come closer to God because we already know, amen, salvation is free. And because salvation is free, we have access to God. And she begins to describe him in positive ways, which make you want to get even closer to God. So that is my brief revelation of Great is the Lord. That's a very beautiful song. Then we look at her other song, Nobody But God. This title within itself tells a lot. You know, who's over the earth? Nobody but God. Who's the Alpha and Omega? Nobody but God. So before you even listen to this song, you're already focusing on who? On God. That's right. So there's a focus on God, and you find yourself when you're listening in an unfortunate event in your life, and everybody can relate to an unfortunate event in your life. If you haven't, keep living. And she goes on to say that nothing worked because we tried to do it in our own strength. How many of you know that when you try to do something alone or by yourself without God, that it's not going to work? But then she makes it personable. She said, I've learned. So the audience, the people who are listening to the CD, understands and recognizes that she's been through this too. She says, I've learned that only God can bring you out. So it's very personable now, so that you know that you're not in Noah's Ark by yourself. Amen. There's somebody else in there with you. Then she makes a turn, y'all. She goes into her prophecy, and she comes directly to somebody's seat. Amen. How many of you know that when you save one soul, the Lord is rejoicing? She goes directly to somebody's seat with a prophecy. She says, somebody needs healing because they're torn and broken. How many of you have ever been torn and broken? That's pretty much everybody, okay? But she comes back with something positive. Although you're torn and broken, she says, pray and trust for a miracle, right? And she goes back to being personal. She said, I've learned to trust. So we still know that we're not in the boat by ourselves. And she said nobody worked out the situation but God. So she's providing hope. So at this time, although somebody is going through a storm, they said, well, if she can make it through, then I have some hope. Because she said nobody worked it out but God. And she says God still works miracles, which means that God is still in the wonder-working business. God is still in the business of working miracles. And she said, he does what he says. That means that Jesus is honest. And we're looking, how many of y'all are looking for somebody who's honest? Jesus is honest. He's going to keep his word. If he promised you something, believe it. That's why I said on yesterday to stay in the will of God, because everything that God promises you will happen. Then Sister Dorinda takes another turn, and she gives you confidence. First of all, she says, I believe, because she can't minister to us unless she believes first. She says, I believe. And then you start thinking back on what she was telling you, that she learned to trust, because that trust brought her out of a situation. Then not only does she tell you to trust and to believe, she tells us what to do. She says, stand on his word. And she goes back to that word, trust. But the main thing is stand on his word. Stand on the word of God. Now, this last segment that she goes on in the CD is beautiful. I love it. She goes through a victory. Then she goes through a work in progress. Then she goes through encouragement. She says, he did it. God did it for her. Then she looked at her audience. She was speaking directly to whoever she was speaking to in that seat, and she said, he's working on yours. How many of you have ever asked the status of something, and they said, we're working on it, and you felt relief? And how many of you have ever called and asked the status of something, and they said, well, we haven't even begun working? So she's giving these people hope and confidence, saying, God is working on you. He's working on your situation. God is getting ready to do something. So before you decide to jump off the deep end, off the cliff, amen, just know that your work is in the hands of Jesus, and you're going to be all right because he's getting ready to do something. Then she provides you with encouragement. She provides you with encouragement. And she tells you that just in the nick of time, she said, God stepped in when the enemy was getting ready to come to your camp. Amen. She said, God stepped in. And then at the end, she says, nobody did it but God. And she takes you through a lot of things that happens in life. She says, nobody did it but God. So throughout this whole CD, there is an uplifting of God. God is bigger than life, and that's how he should be. God is the in the magnifying glass. It's a very awesome, awesome CD. And this is not a promotional thing, because I'm sure millions of people have bought this CD. But you need to listen to it because it ministers to your soul. It really does. And it really gets you into the presence of the Lord. And you really think about it, and it's very uplifting, and that's what God wants. He wants the ministry of music to be uplifting. He wants to be magnified. He wants to be glorified. He wants to be praised. So stay tuned, because I'm going to have other artists who I will give other revelations and reviews. I'm going to be very brief because I have about 3 minutes. Evangelist Pace, amen, will be online with me on Friday at 5:30. We had to reschedule. She is a gospel artist who is anointed by God, and I am very excited to have the opportunity to speak with my friend, Evangelist Pace. Also on Saturday, we'll have Mr. Royale Clark will be online on Saturday at 5:30. He is a radio host, writer, producer. He produces a lot of gospel artists. He will also be online speaking about the gift that, amen, the Lord has given him. So please be sure to tune in to that program. And also, I'm going to implement, as I said, the Fit to Win and the reviews for the gospel artists in a few weeks. I am getting my lineup. I am reaching out to individuals. They're reaching back. Praise the Lord. And we're going to start also implementing these in the workshops as well. And you'll get more information on that. If you are basically seeking more information about the program, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Or you can check my Facebook page at Free to Love or Free to Love. Okay? So if you are somewhere and someone asks, what is that smile all about? You tell them, love lifted you up because God is love. And this week, I pray that every door you open is full of grace and every step you take is filled with mercy. Until next time, take care of yourself and each other. And I could not leave this show without letting Celebrity Nanny say something to you, because Celebrity Nanny is going to be joining me on some of the Fit to Win activities, and you will enjoy her as well. Celebrity Nanny? Yes, Sharon, this is Celebrity Nanny, and as you know, I am the number one fan of Free to the E, and we're going to be doing some things and talking to some cheering. Oh, I already told y'all that story, but anyway, we're going to be doing some things, and I'm just happy to be here. All right, thank you. So this concludes the Love Lift Us Up show, and once again, may God bless and keep each and every one of you. And have a blessed Sunday, and take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.